Hello, everybody. How are you doing on this fine Sunday evening? We got a lot to celebrate tonight. A lot of goals to talk about. Fun times here in South Florida with Inter Miami. Busy South Florida weekend with, you know, Inter Miami, F1, some other stuff going on. May the 4th. That should be something. I actually want to touch on that tonight. Also, it's what, Cinco de Mayo. So, you know, is everybody sober? Everybody doing okay? All right. Well, looks like tonight I might be flying solo for a good chunk of the show. Ed's going to try to jump in at some point. So we're going to be relying heavily on your chats tonight and also your phone calls. I've got a few of them in the bank now, but if you want to leave a voicemail, I'll give the number in just a minute. But so Ed's hanging out with the old people in Ocala. So he's going to try to jump in at some point tonight. But for now, we'll just go with the flow and hang out with you guys. So before we get too far in, let's say a big thank you to our sponsors and start off with Caneswear. Caneswear is where you need to go to get all your Inter Miami gear. They have the messiest wall in South Florida. Right there for you. All the best prices in town, located in Davie, Florida, just south of 595 on University Drive. Best deals in town. Support a local business. All right. And then, whoops, let's change this a little bit. Mia Rodriguez. Thanks to Mia. She's in the chat. Say hi to everybody. To Mia. If you want to buy or sell any property, this is the woman you need to speak to. She can help you buy, sell, whatever you need to do. Get that new home. Go out and get it. It might be a good time to buy, but anytime. You know what? No time is ever the right time. So make today the time. I don't know. Makes sense to me. Because, you know, it's like there's always interest rates are too high or things are not quite right. But, you know, there's never the perfect time. But the perfect person to talk to is Mia. All right. Then let's come back here. All right, everybody. And voicemail. If you want to leave a voicemail, call us 786-474-4435. Leave that up there for now. And then let's say hi to you guys. Still, we'll, as soon as Ed jumps in, we'll throw him into the conversation. But it was a fun night as you guys are starting to come into the chat. If you're just getting in, say hi to everybody, and we'll get to you in just a second. But just to set the table for tonight, it's obviously want to just sit and celebrate, a 6-2 game. I mean, so many records broken, smashed in this game. You know, the first one I noticed was in the match, the fact that we scored 6 goals. I had to do a quick Google search because I thought that sounded high. The next closest number was 5. So, you know, we broke another record. That's they're not even talking about that record that we scored, you know, more goals in a single game than we ever have before. So lots of fun things to talk about. And you guys are the ones we're going to talk with. So let's start off with the first person in chat that I see. And welcome Damian Guzman. Then next person in here is Louis Rodriguez. How you doing, Louis? B King is here as well. So nice of the boys to score 6 goals in front of my seats as my birthday present. Keep it going, guys. Oh, happy birthday, B King. I have a birthday coming up soon myself. The best photographer in South Florida, Chris Arjun. One World, One Goal is here as well. She's happy. Like I mentioned, Mia is in the chat as well. Francisco Garcia saying RIP El Flaco. Sports Shorts is here. Everybody's favorite guy from New Jersey, Eric Thomas. Juicebox, how you doing, Juicebox? Jonathan Alvarado, welcome. Julio Enriquez, how are you celebrating? I'm celebrating right here, a little celebration. Caesar is here. A new Weissman from Atlanta. I want to talk about your Atlanta here in a minute. All right. So before we get too far into stuff and whatever you guys want to talk about, you know, but yesterday's game. Oh, wait, here we got one more. Rome is here as well. Vamos, Inter. Yesterday's game was taking place on May 4th, right? May 4th. May the 4th be with you. It's a holiday, folks. Some teams around the league treated it as such. They treated it as the holiday that it is. The Star Wars holiday we should all be celebrating, including Inter Miami. Now, it was National Nurses Day at the game. Love the nurses. You know, much respect to all nurses. But it was Star Wars night. There was no Star Wars celebration. You know, and I mentioned it in the game day vlogs. We've got a game day vlog coming out tomorrow. And in the game day vlog, I mentioned, you know, the people that hold the team crest out in the tarp. It should have been stormtroopers, but instead it was a bunch of nurses. But, you know, so, you know, thanks to the nurses, but where are the damn stormtroopers? So, oh, here, paid another one in the chat. Pedro Rafael coming in from Portugal. Nice. Another one here from out from far away. Dan Han Turlock is from Papua. Nice. Nice. See, Julio agrees with me. May the 4th. Spelling's a little off tonight, Julio. All right, so let's get to this. I wanted to show this real quick. Here, let me change because I thought I wasn't sure if Ed would be here. So let's do this. Turn these two off. And then a new Weissman. Look at what you guys did. It's a little hard to see there. I didn't want to play the video for copyright strike reasons, but amazing TIFO in Atlanta of Vader. And sounded like in the stadium they were playing the Imperial March, playing Vader's theme song at the same time. I mean, that's what I'm talking about. And all you got to do is reach out to your local 501st. Look, I know I'm a big geek, but the 501st is like a charitable, club that dresses up in Star Wars gear, and like every city's got a group, right? And they like to get together, wear Star Wars outfits, and they do stuff for charity, and their outfits are like movie quality. It's, you know, so I want to see like some stormtroopers, some Vader, some of these characters. I know like the Marlins have done a Star Wars night. Atlanta did it right there with that TIFO. And then it wasn't only Atlanta. As much as we'd hate to say it, Orlando did it right as well. Now, Orlando did lose, which is nice, but they also have a cool, looks like maybe that's Vader or Kylo Ren. I'm not exactly sure. It's hard to tell that in this picture. But they also did a pretty nice looking TIFO on their Star Wars night. Sports Shorts saying it's Florida Panthers do it. Exactly. I don't know. Just figure, how many times does a game actually fall on May 4th, right? Because, you know, next year it should be, what, May 4th will be a Sunday most likely. And so we'll probably have a Saturday game. So, you know, how often do we get a May 4th game? Let's have a little fun with it, Inter Miami. I know you got to please your sponsor with Broward, with a Baptist Health and the nurses. And we all thank the nurses, but And Louis Rodriguez, I agree with you. Inter Miami should do something like this as well. And here it is. I'm calling out Inter Miami in this, but in reality, the supporters could do this without Inter Miami. Inter Miami could still support their nurses, and the supporters could launch their own TIFO. I mean, I know they got to get it approved, but I would hope that that they wouldn't say no to something so cool. But, you know, and I saw also, it looked like at the Atlanta game, I think, that they passed out like kind of like lightsabers, the glow stick type things. So there you go, Julio. The nurses could have dressed up in Star Wars outfits. I was saying to my wife, I was like, you know what? We could have all dressed up in Star Wars outfits, except just put a little pink on there. You know, she could have been like a pink Princess Leia. I could have worn like a pinkish Luke Skywalker. I would never do that, but, you know, for fun. You know, and then Julio was sitting us. He could wear like a Han Solo with a little pink vest or something. Come on. Let's have a little fun with this. Supporters, Vice City, Southern Legion, you let me down. Supporters Club from Orlando and from Atlanta, good job. Good job. Rome is saying, I only saw one lightsaber in the stand. Only one? I didn't see any in the Miami game. I saw nothing. Not a single lightsaber in the entire crowd. Not anybody wearing. I mean, like, at least do it like a give out shirt, a giveaway shirt, saying something like May the 4th, and then make it all pink. And then you could even put Broward Health on there. You can have the sponsor logo. All the free stuff has sponsor logos on it. I'm okay with that. Just give me a little Star Wars. All right, enough of my nerd out, guys. Let's get to the game. And actually, since I'm flying solo today, let's do this, and let's get right to a voicemail or two.
It's time for your voicemail.
Hello?
And you too can leave a voicemail. Call 786-474-4435. Here's the first one that came in. And what I love about this is some of you guys are sending me voicemails during the game. I love that. I love that.
Good evening, everybody. How the hell are you doing today? Shout out to my two main best friends, man, Uncle Ed in downtown, Peter Brown. This is America's favorite uncle, Uncle Ned. You know what Uncle Ned says all the time, boys and girls. Bam, bam, bam. Damn. Oh, man. You guys thought I was dead and buried, but I'm not. I'm just taking a little hiatus, man. Just going to keep it real brief. Did somebody get the license plate of that UFO with those aliens that was playing on that pitch this tonight? I mean, Luis Suarez and Messi, oh my God. This second half was a masterclass. This is something that we've never witnessed before in MLS history. Messi, what did he say, like 5 to 6 assists tonight? Or goal contributions, actually 6 goal contributions with 5 assists. This is incredible, and I'm calling you guys, and we still got 10 more minutes left in the game. By the time I finish this phone call, he probably has like 6 or 7 more assists. But this is incredible, man. This game is probably going to be like historic. It's going to be in the record book. And I'm so glad that these guys play on Inter Miami. It's almost like we're now spotting teams a goal because what is it? Because we're bored now? You know what I'm saying? It's like, yo, you know, it's kind of corny playing against you guys with 0-0. Why don't we just go ahead and give you guys a goal and let us whoop your ass in the second half? Because that's exactly what we're doing to these teams. And I'm so glad to have these guys on our team. And I'm excited to see what's to come, man. So anyway, I wanted to, you know, just say hello to all my friends out there, and hope everybody's doing well. And have a good night and cherish this game. When you guys get home, man, make sure you watch this game on TV. Watch it 2 or 3 more times, because you're never going to see anything like this in MLS history. At least I don't think so. At least nowhere near now. So anyway, have a good night, guys. Love you. Peace.
Yeah, it was electric atmosphere in the stadium as well. He's telling you to watch it again on TV, but man, TV is great. And it was exciting. Records breaking, smashed all over the place. Of course, in the stands, I mean, you know, I don't know how many of you are sit there and know all the stats while you're watching the game. I'm wrapped up in the game. I'm not really paying attention to the stats. It was like at the end of the game, I started thinking about as far as goals scored. Didn't really think about assists and all that stuff. Didn't know where we were with the records. But the atmosphere in that stadium, I mean, to be in that stadium is such, you know, I know they charge an arm and a leg. I know the tickets are overpriced. I get it. But at the same time, it is such an honor to be able to watch this magical team that we'll be talking about for years. You know, I'll be an old man. Not that it won't be that long, because I'm already there. But I'll be a really old man sitting there telling people about those days. Remember those days when we saw that guy, Messi? We'll be talking about this. We'll be talking about those days that we saw Messi that was just breaking records every single game. Like just recently, he broke a record, right? And now he's broken several more. I mean, let's go to like some of the records here I pulled up. First one that they first talked about, first player with five assists in a game. Five assists in one game. He was the first player to do that. And then right after that, they start talking about, wait a minute, it's better than that. With a goal and five assists tonight, Lionel Messi recorded the most goal contributions in a single MLS regular season game six in league history. League history. He's now more goal contributions than anybody in history. And then on top of that, I you know, there's some notes I made at you know, watching some you know, stuff on Twitter and things like that. And Messi is currently on pace for 30 goals and 24 assists currently. If that's the case, he will you know, he's coming close to Vela, who's at 34 goals, and Valderrama's at 26. So could he even surpass the pace that he's on? So I don't know if he can or not. I'm curious, what do you guys think? Can Messi break more records? Can Messi break Carlos Vela's 34 goals in a season? And can, and those of you that are old enough and remember the Miami Fusion and the Tampa Bay Mutiny and remember Carlos Valderrama, the great Colombian with the awesome hair, 26 assists. Can Messi break those records, knowing he is going to miss potentially a month? I mean, he's going to miss as long as he needs to for the Copa America, right? So can he break more records? And in doing so, I mean, it's such an amazing opportunity to be able to see this stuff in person. Tony Axe commenting on the ticket prices here. Yes, the tickets are expensive, but you have Picasso creating a masterpiece in your backyard. Don't take it for granted. Exactly. Look, here's a frustrating thing. We had an extra ticket and we couldn't find someone to give it to. We had an extra ticket between my group of friends. We had an extra ticket. It was just a single ticket. And sometimes it's hard to give away a single ticket because, you know, people want to bring their wives or the kid or something like that. But we couldn't even give it away. Now, I know I could have given it away had I put it on Twitter or Facebook and all that. But sometimes you want to know the people you're going to sit next to. You don't want just some weirdo sitting next to you if you could control the situation. But Ash Pritam is saying it should be breaking another record. Should be first to six games with multiple goal contributions. Yeah. Assuming he's going to continue this, you know, he is, we are playing Montreal next, and Montreal, I believe lost Let me see. Let me pull that up. Where were the stats that I had? Montreal lost to Nashville 4-1 this week. And then a few days later, on what is it, May 15th, they're going to Orlando. And Orlando is not doing well this year at all. They also lost, and they lost who did Orlando lose to? Orlando lost to Cincinnati. Cincinnati beat Orlando 1-0. So two games coming up on the road that, you know, assuming everybody stays healthy and assuming, you know, we continue in the path that we've been going, and there's no, doesn't look like there's any reason to suggest that they won't, you know, we could be seeing Messi breaking more records in Montreal next weekend, and then potentially in Orlando as well. I like Lick Gaming saying, give it away, give it away, give it away. Now, I was chanting that. If you listen to if you watch the game day vlog that I'm going to put out tomorrow morning we'll put out the game day vlog. And in the first half, okay, so getting back to that game, the first half, I know y'all are with me, it sucked. You know, New York knows how to play well against Miami in that, you know, they play fast, they high press. You know, Lewis Morgan is hard to stop. Their number 10, I forget his name, for something. I keep wanting to say Forsyth, but that's not that. It's not that. It's Forster or something like that. He's really good as well. No, you did not hear a ticket giveaway. The game's already passed. The game's already passed. We did not end up giving it away. Could not find anybody to give it away to. Again, I didn't put it on Twitter or anything like that. Or, you know, but we did have an empty seat next to us. But yeah, so the first half, if you watch the game day vlog tomorrow, and I please hope that you do, you're going to see me go through emotions where the very beginning of the game, I'm feeling like really optimistic. I'm like, okay, this is a revenge game. Last time we played New York Red Bull, they beat us 4-0. This is our revenge. The last time we played them, we had our backup goalkeeper. We didn't have Messi. I don't think we had Suarez. We were missing a lot, right? No excuses, because the B team, whatever, should be able to win without Messi. But reality is we struggle without him. But first half, I'm feeling kind of, you know, I go before the first half, I'm feeling optimistic. First half happens, I'm kind of down. Halftime, I'm sitting there going, questioning my optimism, questioning my excitement from the beginning, thinking I don't know. But then, like Uncle Ned said, we seem to be, come from behind team. We always want to spot you one goal. It's like we want to play one one hand tied behind our back a little bit. We're going to give up a goal. Generally, we give it up earlier. I think they gave that up close to 30 minutes, something like that. Generally, we give away those goals even earlier. But second half starts, and it starts off kind of the same way. New York started to press again, but it instantly, I mean, as soon as we scored that Rojas goal, I mean, it just started to change. And Luis Rodriguez saying that Matias definitely needs to start playing as an 11, as a starter. One of my lights is flickering. Definitely needs to start. Yeah, I think this game might have proven that Ruiz, you're not a starter anymore. Rojas is. I think that definitely there's something there. Stancy saying, if anyone is giving away tickets, give them to me. I'm poor. Yeah, if we had known, say, maybe a week or two in advance, we might have, you know, looked at giving a single ticket away. And, you know, our seats aren't, say, the best seats because we're a little bit high. But they're still pretty. They're really good. It's a great stadium, and we're close to kind of like the 40 yard line. Don't yell at me for using football numbers, you know, 40 yard line and stuff like that. But hey, the man that missed the game but didn't miss the show is checking in. Everybody say hi to Uncle Ed. Oh, well, maybe Peter needs to do something. Ed's still not there. All right, hang on a second. Let's get Ed in here. Assign Ed to guest number one. There he is, Ed.
There I am. Where, wait, oh, this way? No, that way.
Move her a little.
You got to center me.
I don't know if I got to center me, you. I think you got to center you.
Oh, right there. There we go. Oh, there we go. There I am, Peter Brown. How's it going?
How you doing, Ed?
Might be a little echoey in here. We've got like a little get together going over here. So, but I did want to say hello to everybody. Yeah, hoping everybody's doing good. Exciting game. I got to see it on TV over here. So, you get to see the rerun. I mean, the goals over and over again. So that was pretty cool. But yeah, I totally enjoyed the game. We destroyed them, man. That was awesome.
What a weekend to have a family road trip. What a week. You miss like a historic game. And you're going to notice, Ed, the first half, I blamed you a little bit for that. The first half, you'll have to watch the game day vlog just like everybody else. And, it wasn't looking so good in that first half. I was blaming the empty seat a little bit.
Oh, too bad you weren't able to get anybody to sit there, man. But,
I did talk about that in the chat room. There's plenty of people. But we didn't have time to really do any kind of big giveaway and stuff like that. But maybe in the future when one of us misses a game. So, Ed, we were just starting to talk a little bit about Rojas being in the starting 11. Ruiz goes to the bench, and Rojas, that's second half lineup was what worked, right?
Dude, Rojas is definitely more, as you could tell, offensive-minded than Ruiz is. So, yeah, I mean, a whole different level of player, I would say. Ruiz, basically, is probably going to be on the bench now after that performance.
Yeah, backup, come into the second half when Rojas is tired. I mean, he got jumped in that starting lineup because we didn't have a lot of options. And the funny thing is, as I was watching Rojas, now scored, what, 3 goals in 2 games?
Right.
Or no, he didn't score in the last game, but it almost felt like it because he contributed to it.
Right.
He made a big impact. But regardless, made impact in 2 games, very limited playing time. A lot of people on social media, and I think even us, when we saw Inter Miami getting another midfielder, we're like, another midfielder? We don't need another midfielder. We need defense.
Yes.
And I still agree. We need defense. But I think it comes to a point also when you have an opportunity to get a quality player like we think Rojas is, at least what he's shown to be so far, you can't pass that up.
Right, right. And dude, he definitely proved that he's good enough. We've got a deep bench as far as, from the midfield up is concerned. I mean, you could see the first half, we had, a couple of mistakes or whatever on the way, on the defense as usual. We're kind of used to it at this point, and we're not going to get at least till midseason when we can make trades again. We're not going to get enough defenders. We have to do with what we've got. I don't know if you've seen the standings. We've got so many goals in our favor that we're like untouchable up there. But we've also received more goals, I believe, than any other team has made in Major League Soccer, Peter.
Yeah, goals against. We have 32 goals this season, and we've got goals against 18, which puts us. San Jose is the worst in the goals against right now with 26. Yeah. But we're right there with goals against with Chicago, Kansas City. The funny thing is some of the better teams also, LAFC's given up 19, one goal more than us.
Wow.
So it is, it's one of those things. And we kind of felt like this in the beginning of this year, and we talked, I think, a little bit about it last year as well, that we're just going to have to outscore everybody. We're just going to have to outscore. You know, there's rumors of bringing in another attacker. You know, there was a small little rumor about a potential old defender, but that apparently is not happening. You know, it's
right. Nacho, I believe they were talking about Nacho coming in. He apparently did an interview and he said he wasn't interested in Major right. League Soccer. And then, of course, Di Maria was the big mention that everybody was saying.
Right.
You know, and people are already saying that we'd probably lose Taylor if that was the case, because that's his position.
Yeah, actually, I have a Di Maria picture up here to put up. Oops.
Record. It's in there somewhere. There you go.
Yeah, and then I got to bring you back in. We go like this and like Maria. This. Now we're in business.
Yeah.
So, yeah, yes, I mean, talking about Di Maria, I mean, he's – I guess I got to stop with – I am also one of those people that doesn't like to get the old guys, right? But I guess I need to stop that when you start seeing someone like Suarez lighting it up. Di Maria is another old guy. I think he's 36, maybe?
Yeah, 36.
And I'm sure he would tear up this league as well, but
he's doing really well in Portugal. He's playing, I forgot, Benfica, I believe.
Benfica.
If I'm not mistaken. And yeah, he's tearing it up. I think he's already made 8 goals, I think, in 20 games or so.
Yep. Yeah, it was 8 goals.
Yeah. And you know, he contributed as the assists are also really high. So the man's, you know, Peter, we tear it up. But, you know, yeah, our defense is the thing everybody's, you know, we're all worried about.
Yeah, we would have to continue outscoring. But here's the thought that I was having. Louis and I are aligned in our thinking here. Campana could be offloaded if Di Maria comes in. It would have to be. So one of two things would have to happen is you have to buy down Campana, because I imagine Di Maria is not coming in as a TAM player. He's going to come in as a DP, I'm sure. But then again, we thought Suarez would be a DP as right. Right. But sometimes magic happens with the magical numbers, but in MLS. Yeah. But you imagine he would be a DP, and so you would probably have to buy down Campana or sell him. You're not going to just cut Campana. They've got money in him. There is value there. They're not just going to cut him. Yeah, he's having a down year, but let's not forget last year, I believe it was, he scored like 11 goals, and the year before that, he scored even more. I think it was the numbers here. I've got it. I think I had it.
Yeah, the thing with him also that's convenient for Inter Miami, and the reason he might stay is, yes, because he's with I'm sure he wants to win a championship. He's contributed. I think he's only had 2 goals this season. But our fear is, like, you know, if we lose Suarez, we don't have another number 9. So,
right.
I think everybody's worried about that. And the other good thing about Leo Campana is that he's got money. He doesn't need more money.
Yeah, but
you know,
go ahead, go and tell a rich guy that they don't need more money.
I'm just saying that they might be able to accommodate him. They might say, look, dude, we're not going to, you know, we'll promise you maybe next season or whatever, you know, we'll do the math or whatever. But for now, if you could be, you know, not, you know, help us out, man. You get to play with Di Maria or something, you know? He'll be like, okay, I won a championship.
I think you're the one that was telling me he's unhappy with the amount of playing time he's getting. So he's already unhappy. But the thing is, the problem is his value to sell would have been last year when he had scored 9 goals last year and 11 goals in 2022. That's where his value was, because he only scored 2 goals so far. 2 goals in 9 games played. It's not terrible. But we expect more. It's not even the fact that he isn't scoring. It's just like when he gets on the field, he's not really making much of a difference. I think that's even more of it.
I don't think he's got the minutes. I think that's going to make him, you know, play with Messi and get that understanding that they kind of started having last year. You know, I think the biggest loser as far as, you know, with Suarez coming in is Campana, because I think Campana probably would have done well with Messi. Right. They probably would have been, you know, good right now. But it is what it is. I mean, Suarez is making goals left and right. So that's going to, you know, limit Campana's playing time.
Ed Bartra says, hey, all, I don't think we can get Di Maria with all the current MLS restrictions. Well, apparently they do actually have one more senior role spot available. So there is a spot for a player. And right now the issue is designated player. Di Maria would require a designated player spot. We don't have one. And so we have to play within the rules they have this year. They are opening up the rule book a little bit in the summer for the U22 initiatives. So currently, you have to have a young DP. For us, that's Leo Campana. You have to have a young DP in order to unlock your three U22 initiative players. Okay, so we've done that. We're one of the few teams that have three U22 initiative players, which you could pay more for and you get a smaller cap hit. But we have that because of Leo Campana. Well, during the summer, the rules are changing in the middle of the year, which is unusual, where you can automatically get the three U22s. You don't need to have the young DP anymore. So you can have a third DP and still have your three U22s. But if you choose, I may get this wrong, but my memory serves, if you choose to only have two DPs, then you can have four U22 initiative players and some extra cash to play around with in general allocation money. I think it might have been like $2 million extra. So some teams might see value in only having two designated players, two old guys, and then a bunch of youth, and then that $2 million can spread out. So there's so many, there are within the rules currently and then the rules this summer, there is some flexibility. But
right.
First off, is Leo Campana is a DP, and they have to deal with that. You're not just going to cut him, so you know, forget about that.
Yeah, and like they also mentioned Taylor possibly leaving. I know his contract's up.
Yeah,
at the end of the year, his contract is up, so that's probably another candidate that's set to go. I don't know. Di Maria's contract looks like. I don't know if he can go through during the summer, or maybe he's a guy they're looking at next year.
Yeah, you're right. I don't know that for a fact either. I assumed we were talking summer transfers because that's when all the talk starts heating up again. But
wait, you're sounding like Cousin Vinny.
Cousin Vinny.
Ed Bartra is saying, yutz. Peter over here sounding like Cousin Vinny.
I don't understand what that means, but
I don't know either.
All the utes? You utes?
The utes. I got it. I took us a little while, but now I get it.
But utes. Did I say utes? Oh, youth. Youth. Yeah, I think utes. So. Yeah.
That's a good one.
Utes.
Yeah, I don't know about Tata. You know, he's got his favorites and stuff. That's always been, I think, a problem for us at least. But so far the team's doing all right. Defense we suck. We're always making doing the drama, letting them score on us first. You know that sucks. But I mean, we keep recovering.
Yeah, exactly.
The games have been exciting.
It's exciting. Mr. Krabs saying conspiracy theory. I don't think Tata likes Ecuadorians and Colombians. He keeps signing Argentines and Paraguayans. And Suarez is a Uruguayan, right?
Yeah.
So he's signing Argentinians and Guayans.
There you go, Guayans.
Guayans.
But hey, I mean, we're doing all right, so.
Yeah, the interesting thing is with the additions, with like, Rojas, you know, how will we do in the summer when we lose Messi, you know? So, you know, it hopefully, those improvements, really, help us get through that month. But
I think Rojas was brought in because he could play Messi's position. He's an attacking midfielder, but yeah, we're gonna miss a lot of players. We do have depth in the midfield going up, so I think we're gonna be okay. But will we win as many games as we've done so far, and with the high scoring games that we've had? That's something we're going to see. Somebody had mentioned something about Falcao. I don't know.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
Didn't hear anything about that.
Yeah, I was just asking if we heard anything. I think it was Julio asking if we had heard about Falcao.
Gotcha.
Have you? I haven't heard anything.
No, nothing.
Here's something. Add to the broadcast, Caesar with a $5 super chat. Thank you, Caesar. Rumors that Inter Miami want to bring in Chiquito Romero from Boca as keeper. He has international World Cup experience. Did that fall through? That's not happening. There's no way that's happening.
No, I don't think so. I think
find the button to turn this off.
I think Callender will, we'll get his mojo back. I think that's just temporary. Here he did some good blocking in this past game.
Yeah.
So I think it's coming back. He's just, our defense needs to stop kicking that ball back to him, because you already know he doesn't do well with the ball at his feet.
And it's not all his fault. Sometimes they're bad back passes. Sometimes the balls have been taken away from some of our defenders. We're not the best team with the back passing and passing it around, passing out of defense. A lot of times I want to yell at them, like, play the old school way. Boot it out. Let's just get clear it. Let's do it like we used to play.
I'm with that. I think that's a good idea. But Stancy is saying Ian Frey looks like he's coming back. Ian was playing pretty good before he got hurt the last time. He's another guy that gets hurt all the time.
Frey has looked great, my fellow Coconut Creek member. Stancy also says, Chiquito's not so Chiquito.
No.
But as far as the keeper thing, we have a keeper that is on the U.S. national team. Sort of. He's in the player pool, right? He's gotten call-ups. They're not getting rid of him. They're not benching him I don't think. I mean, I would be shocked if they bench him. Where's Tank? Tank should be the one in here talking about replacing Callender. But, I just don't see it. There's no why use an international roster spot, a potentially expensive player, for something you don't need. Is Callender struggling a little bit this year? Sure.
Look what I got.
Ah, it's a little Cinco de Mayo.
We got the little get together. Hey, Peter.
Hey.
My son-in-law just came in here. Give me a beer, Peter Brown.
All right. Hey, well, Ed, if you need to run, you just go.
Oh, we need to get somebody to sponsor, if you saying. A drink sponsor.
Well, why don't you get on that?
I'll get on it.
Somebody get on it.
Hey, and if there's any drink sponsors out there, hey, we'll definitely drink your beverage.
We were close. We were close at one point for having a drink sponsor. Very close. Somebody that actually watches the channel and jumps in the chat from time to time. I'm not going to name him because that wouldn't be cool. But we were close. Close to having a drink sponsor, but it just didn't happen. So, but yeah, that would be fun. All right, let's go to One World One Goal left of a voicemail as well. So you still have a little bit of time, or you want to go, Ed?
I got a little more time. This is interesting. I want to hear what people have to say.
All right.
Woo-hoo! Hey, it's Italian One World One Goal. What a game. Although, we're just ending with a little bit of a PK on their way. Let's see if Big Drake comes up big. Very exciting. Tata made a very nice sub at the half. Ooh, he got it 6-2 still. We haven't seen six goals in a heck of a long time, years and years. Super excited because first you're like, wow, Rojas looks great. Then you're like, wow, Messi looks great. Then you're like, Suarez! I told you he still had it for the old guy that he is. The guy is just such a smart little player. And of course, you know, we have a nice connection from some of the newer people, and then people have known each other for years. Speaking of years, that Messi is coming for all the records, boy. He, you know, my Diego Serna 17 had 10 records stand for like at least 15 years, and then he still has a few, but Martinez broke some, and then, of course, now Messi looks like he's going to break some. And he's even going after Valderrama's assist record, which that was from, a good 25 years ago. So this Messi kid is not too shabby. And if they bring Di Maria, oh, my gosh, we will be stacked. I love, love, love Di Maria, one of my all-time faves. But Suarez, you know, he does deserve a little credit. The guy has been a top three striker in the last, like, 15 years. It's just that, Mr. Mas looks super happy, and Mrs. Mas. But it's just that the striker field has been so, you know, flooded with so many good players over the years that Suarez didn't really get recognized as much as he should have. But he's still got that brilliant game-changing difference. And, you know, these new signings make Chris Henderson look like a genius. Okay, love you guys. Love the show. I like this winning thing.
I like the fact that people are calling during the games now.
That's cool.
Hey, one more from
update. Sure. Speaking of breaking records, Messi broke Chris Henderson's record. He had four assists in one game with Kansas City. That's our wonderful, beloved fusion and current Inter Miami, Chris Henderson. And actually was tied with a couple other people that had four assists per game, but Messi's the only one that has had five. So there you go. There you have it. Love you guys. Love the show.
Yeah, I wasn't aware that Chris Henderson was holding a record that was just broken. So that's...
Well, there were. I believe there's four other players that also had four.
They were all tied.
So they were all tied, but Messi just blew them all apart with the five. So we're good, man. I mean, Messi's just destroying. That's the title of this video.
Smashing records. Smashing
records, and for sure. I mean, as long as he's here, I think we're going to be breaking many more records, man.
Hopefully we got to the topic quick enough for some people. We had a complaint that we didn't get to the topic fast enough, so they bailed on the show last week.
Well, we're starting to make some distance. Hopefully in the next few games before Messi and some of the other players leave, we could have a little bit more of an advantage, point-wise, so that we can just, have a little bit of breathing room before, things get a little tough for us with all these players that are going to be missing. So, hopefully Messi keeps doing this. What? How many more games do we have at home, Peter, coming up?
I haven't counted. I don't know. But our next home game is in 2 weeks. So, but I haven't counted how many we've played and, at home. I don't know.
Gosh.
Couple comments about Messi, and then I want to change subject a little bit. Watching Messi at age 36, can you imagine what he would do if he was in his prime? Imagine Messi in his prime in MLS. Baldwin4 also kind of going along with that says, it's almost like Messi is the greatest player that ever lived. Who would have thought? Like I saw mentioned, Messi's like a cheat code. It's like when I was watching last night's game, it's like I'm on the Xbox playing FIFA. And it just, breaking ankles, breaking records, and all kinds of great stuff there. But, besides Di Maria, there was, Suarez. We haven't really talked a lot about Suarez, who got a hat trick. And these guys are celebrating after the game for both of them, having a great game. They both kind of shared the game ball. They both have now 10 goals for the year. So they're tied for goals for the season. I mean, who are some of these people that were going around complaining and saying that Suarez was too old and they shouldn't be on this team and saying comments about his knees? I mean, those people were idiots.
All you people that said that are idiots, I mean, I
all
think
you people that were talking bad about Suarez and that he's too old and he's hurt and he can't walk, worried about his knees. You should.
Like
you're all stupid.
Idiots.
You're all idiots. You guys are... All you. Well, you guys.
I was one of them.
Me too. Me too.
Yeah, man. It's, hey, look. Yeah, I didn't think he was going to do good. I thought he was going to be like another Higuain who had problems before the other player came in. What's his name? Forget his name right now. Who saved basically his career towards the end, I guess, with Inter Miami. You know, I thought he was going to be another Martinez who did. I didn't think he was played to his potential.
I never had, like, I keep having to defend myself to our friend Julio, who I never was questioning whether or not he can score. I just question or that he has the drive. I didn't think he'd necessarily be another Higuain who's felt lazy, fat and lazy out there. I just didn't know if he could walk, let alone run, right? And I know he did it with Gremio, but it's like, you know, I always kept saying, you know, Father Time's going to catch up to you. And was Gremio his last good year? Apparently not. Apparently he's still going. Chris Arjun jumping in, admitting he also was one of those idiots, raising his hand. You know, everybody that complained or questioned Suarez, raise your hand. You're all idiots right now, including me and Ed.
Yeah, yeah. Dude, they're singing happy birthday to the kid. They didn't even come and tell me they were going to sing happy birthday.
Oh.
They forgot about the grandpa.
Oh, geez. He's got his stupid show to do.
I know. That's what my wife probably said that. Whatever.
All you have to do is tell her, and you tell her this. I won't say any. I'm not going to open my mouth because I don't want to get in trouble. But you tell her, look, I missed the game for you. Give me like 30 minutes here.
That's cool. No, we already sang happy birthday to her a whole bunch of times. So this is just another. It's been her birthday weekend, I guess you could say.
Rome in the chat says, can't believe people doubt him. He's the greatest number nine of all time. Yeah.
Well,
you can argue that for sure.
Arguably, yeah, but he's definitely a great number nine. He's been, you know, scoring all these goals. He's still got it, man.
The doubt, I think, in most of people, at least from my perspective, my doubt was just literally, can he hold up? And look, he still hasn't. He could get hurt. It could be, but it sure doesn't look like it. And what's to me is so unbelievable about Suarez. There he is. What's so unbelievable about Suarez are the kind of goals that he scored. That first goal that he scored, he's kind of falling back, scissor kicks a little bit. I mean, it's a very awkward kind of goal. Like, how many people are going to score that just because their body position? He wasn't in the best position for where the ball. I mean, he just kind of, you know, and did it, right?
Dude, that was impressive. He still made it look good.
Yeah.
So that was the cool thing about it. I mean, at least on TV, it looked like what spectacular, dude. They couldn't stop. They wouldn't shut up about how spectacular a goal it was. So I was, you know, we were all happy about that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it was, Stancy says, like Neo from The Matrix.
Oh, yeah.
It kind of was. It kind of was. It was almost in slow motion. All that stuff. It was great. And, you know, it was, and look, I now, when I'm watching other players, when I'm watching Campana, I'm saying, would Suarez have scored that goal? What would Suarez done better with that? And the answer is generally yes. Suarez. I'm being told I'm saying it wrong.
Suarez, he's just, dude, you give him the ball, he's going to score. That's, you know, he knows how to score. I mean, he's missed. But for the general, I think you give the one of those complicated balls to Campana, he might miss. But Suarez is going to make it. So in a way, I you know, No doubt. Suarez is old and he looks like he's hurting out there, but the dude could score. Give him the ball, he was going to score.
He got his hat trick and he did it like quick. I mean, those three goals came quick. I don't know the exact number, but somewhere like felt like 10 minutes, he scored three goals.
Yeah. That was great. I mean,
claiming he's the best number nine is heating up a debate in the chat. Juan says the best number nine is R9.
Mm-hmm.
Tony Axe agrees. Francisco.
The thing with the original Ronaldo also was affected by his injuries. I think
yeah.
he played long, would have been much greater. But his injuries, and then he got fat, that didn't help.
Fat Naldo. You know. Brazilians get fat, man. It's hard for them. They like to party too much.
Yeah, but that I think that's really what did it. He had bad knees, bad health, and then he retired early, so that kind of like ruined his legacy. But he would have been up there, I think. The dude was a monster. Quick.
Stancy says Ronaldo was also fat but effective.
Yeah. Batistuta's another great one for sure.
Right. Batistuta. It's hard to say greatest ever. There are very few players that you could say greatest ever. You know, you got your Michael Jordan, but then there's a debate there even. And then Messi. I think it's pretty much nobody's really debating Messi being the greatest of all time. You know, so, but... Chris Arjun saying Pele was the best number nine, even though he wore number 10. So that's just it. Yeah. Once you start saying best ever, it gets complicated. So, but anyways, we're not worried about best ever right now. But I did star a chat. There was a chat in here that Diego's asking any news or updates about the Inter Miami Stadium. Little progress.
I should have done a video, Peter. I was actually there. I was picking up my folks from the airport, and I should have told them, hold on a second, let me do something quick, because there really wasn't that much going on.
I don't want to rub it in, but last time I picked somebody up at the airport,
you did a video.
I filmed the video. And my wife kind of had fun with it. She kind of had fun with it. My wife followed me around. She kind of had fun with it. But we will do a video. Look, if Ed doesn't get one done, he's closer. It would be easier. But if Ed doesn't get one done, I am taking a few days off in 10 days. I am taking a few days off because it's my birthday. And so I'm taking 3 days off. And so I will use one of those days to go and film if Ed does not beat me to it, which it'd be nice if he did. But we'll see.
Well, maybe we get a week one this week and then another update from Peter during his birthday.
A birthday present would be to start seeing more than just some holes in the ground.
Yes, go vertical. But what I did see, they had some of those cranes, or they looked like they were making holes in the ground.
Yeah.
So that's got to mean something, Peter. They've been doing that for a little while
footers.
Now.
They're putting in footers, from what I understand. So comments about that stadium. Stancy saying, I grew up in the area where the stadium is being built. Can't wait to go back and see after it's done. Juan says, I think that Messi definitely won't play in the new stadium. So... I mean, they hope to be done by the end of September of 25. I don't see it happening. See it happening. So that would get Messi playing at least one or two games in that stadium if they finish before the end of the season. So that would guarantee that Messi plays. Of course, there's talks and room. You know, he does have an option year. He could sign for another year. And there's been rumors of Suarez potentially signing a second year because he's only on a 1-year contract.
Right. So the way he's been playing, I would imagine he would probably be able to come back. At least, you know, if anything, a bench player his last year, he'll still be, you know, a hell of a quality player to come in off of the bench.
Yeah. Well, anyways, wow, I just looked at the clock. It's 8:00. We got to go. Ed's got a birthday to All take right. care of. Got some grandchildren he's got to take care of. But
I got presents.
This show went so fast and was so much fun. And thanks to everybody in the chat. You guys were awesome. Thanks, Ed, for finding some time and is busting into the family stuff to do this. Oh, got the, there you go. Look at that. We got the thumbs up on there. So, all right, everybody. Make sure to tune in tomorrow, right? Or Ed, is there a show tomorrow?
It's probably going to be tough. We might miss tomorrow's show. I'm going to try to convince Marco if he comes back, because he's also on. He went to a trip. Mm, he went to the Dominican Republic. So if he doesn't do the show by himself, it's going to be tough for me to do it unless I'm driving.
All right, so there might not be a show tomorrow, but there will be is a game day vlog. And I filmed the game day vlog, and I am not as good at filming the game vlogs as Ed is. He gets all the goals. In the past, I missed every goal. I got them all. I got all the goals. I did it. I did it. I got it. So it should be a fun game day vlog. If you were not there and you didn't get to experience the amazing atmosphere, hopefully we can, you know, show you what it's like and give you an idea of what it's like to be in that stadium. So make sure to tune in for that tomorrow. But in the meantime, thanks everybody for watching. Please like, share, and subscribe, and we will see you next week. Thanks everybody. Thumbs up.